USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge ordered two defendants charged in alleged Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan kidnapping scheme, to face trial, setting a tentative start date for August 9th. Nearly 3 months ago, a jury deadlocked on the charges against them, and a mistrial was declared. Josh Blanchard, the attorney for Barry Croft Jr. on Thursday, says the state's case is very weak.
The jury found that there wasn't enough evidence that these other guys were involved. I think that's pretty compelling that their case is weak.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Thursday a bill mandating 25% decrease in disposable plastic packaging and utensils by 2032. Russia continues to attack civilian targets. The Kremlin fired missiles near Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, hitting an apartment building and a resort, killing at least 18 souls. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Yellowstone National Park was shut down for a few weeks because of weather damaging the infrastructure. Now that the park has reopened, some of the big bisons are not too happy about it, with another attack this week.
A 71-year-old Pennsylvania woman was inadvertently gored by a bull bison at Yellowstone National Park, marking the third such incident this year and second one this week. Officials said the woman and her daughter from Westchester, Pennsylvania, were walking back to their vehicles when the bison charged them. Both women are recovering. Park officials said people should stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals in the park, including bisons, adding that they can run up to 3 times faster than humans. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The USFL Championship football game is Sunday afternoon, Birmingham versus Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A large comet, after a multi-million-year journey towards our sun, has entered the inner part of our solar system and is due to make its closest pass to Earth this month. Scientists have known about comet C-2017-K2 for several years. The comet, roughly 12 miles in diameter, will make its closest pass to Earth on July 14th, though the comet will still be further away from us than Mars. As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. By the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to go on to do what they need to do in the next phases of life. So, you know, it is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life? And clearly, if they can't be prepared there, then they're not going to be prepared when we have economic crises like we do right now.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.